The ABC News at 5 is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With the Democratic National Convention now just days out, nominee Kamala Harris outlining her economic vision today at an event in Raleigh, North Carolina. Her plan includes first-time homebuyer incentives, tax cuts, and cracking down on price gouging. The Trump campaign calling her plan, saying it was to expand the government. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
The vice president is shifting toward bigger, more progressive policies. I mean, the idea of debt cancellation, not just medical debt on your credit report. She's out there. They're saying we should cancel medical debt. That is a policy that would have seemed pretty out there for the Democratic Party even a couple of years ago, and she is fully embracing that.
There is renewed hope of finalizing a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal in the latest round of brokered talks. Mediators will reconvene in Cairo next week. Hurricane Ernesto setting its sights on Bermuda. The massive storm expected to impact the island tonight, and riptide warnings are posted up and down the Atlantic coast. This is ABC News. A jury in Florida has convicted Susan Lawrence of felony manslaughter in the 2023 fatal shooting of her black neighbor, Ajiki Owens, through a locked door. Owens walked up to Lorenz's door during a dispute over her children playing near Lorenz's home loudly. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
I think the issue that really turned this case for the prosecution was that of imminency, because an individual can use deadly force to protect themselves, especially in their home when they reasonably believe that they may be subject to death or serious injury. But the fact that that door was in between them, dead bolted and locked, negated some of that imminency. And I think that's how we got to this.
60-year-old Lorenz faces up to 30 years in prison. Ukrainian troops pushing further into Russian territory, controlling dozens of small settlements up to 21 miles inside Russia. Ukrainian Air Force also released video showing a bridge it says it destroyed in Kursk. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353. 5353.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us. And for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for a few clouds and fog possible for tonight with a low of 65. A few breaks of sunshine tomorrow. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are still possible with a high of 78. And the winds will be out of the northwest 10 to 15. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 61. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy right now. And our current temperature is... Our current temperature is 73 degrees. And we have these cancellations to pass along because of the weather. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce Monthly Night Market, which was supposed to be held this evening, has been canceled. Also, the Woodman Aquatic Center is closed, but the 6 to 8 private pool party is still being held. And the Hub City Tractor Pull is still on for tonight, but it has been moved from 6:30 to 7 o'clock.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Seniors on Medicare can expect to save big on 10 drugs after the Biden administration negotiated prices down. Senator Tammy Baldwin says they include heart meds that up until now could cost up to $6,000 a year.
Now Wisconsin seniors will save nearly $300 per month at the pharmacy counter with the new price of the drug slashed by 56%.
Overall, nationwide, out-of-pocket savings for people on Medicare could reach $1.5 billion. A task force charged with solving Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is putting the finishing touches on its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include ways to keep people in the healthcare field, as well as full-ride apprenticeships to train new workers.
Full-time benefits, full-time wages, they're going to be able to graduate with a nursing degree with no debt.
The task force recommendations will be part of Governor Evers' budget proposal next spring. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue released its annual Equalized Values Report. The report shows Wisconsin's total statewide equalized property value as of January 1st, 2024, was $907 billion, an 8% increase over the prior year. Growth occurred in all property classes and was led by residential and commercial property. Equalized values are based on data from January 1, 2023 to December 31, 2023. Equalized values are calculated annually and used to ensure statewide fairness and equity in property tax distribution. The equalized value represents an estimate of a taxation district's total taxable value and provides for the fair apportionment of school district and county levies to each municipality. However, changes in equalized value do not necessarily translate into a change in property taxes. A Wisconsin jury has convicted a man in the shootings of three men whose bodies were found outside a quarry. The La Crosse Tribune reports that 37-year-old Naya Teo was found guilty Tuesday of three counts of intentional first-degree homicide and one count of felon in possession of a firearm. Teo and another man were charged in the July 2021 slayings of Peng Lor and Nemo Yang, both 24 and 24-year-old Trevor Maloney. Prosecutors said the other man thought at least one of three victims had stolen $600 from him. La Crosse County Sheriff John Siegel said Tuesday's verdict closes the door on a horrific crime. Autumn Fest will take place this weekend at the Blue River Village Park. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
Autumn Fest weekend starts on Friday with the Men's Fast Pitch Softball Tournament at the Blue River Village Park Diamond. There are many other events happening on Friday night. Here's Blue River Fire Chief Justin Degenhart.
So we have our Euchre tournament starting at 7 o'clock, and that's always, well, it's been there probably the last 10 years. And it's gets bigger and bigger every year. The little shelter is usually pretty full of gentlemen playing Euchre. That's, like I say, that starts at 7 o'clock in the shelter in the park. Then we have our water fights under the lights, which that's been a staple here for the last about 8 years, and we've been drawing anywhere from 10 to 15 teams. We usually have a couple gentlemen that come down from up around the Marshfield area. And then Friday night, we've got Roddy Dahl playing in the park shelter.
Saturday is the biggest day of the Autumn Fest.
So 9 o'clock Saturday morning starts our Maker's Market, vendor market. As of right now, there's 14 vendors that'll be there. They've got everything from food to clothing, whatever you can think of. It's usually good, like the farmer's market type stuff is the same thing they're having there. Our Canoe the Blue event, depending on the weather, that'll go right at 9:30. We'll start registration for that. And then Friends of Blue River are sponsoring an open house in the old school. There are a couple speakers there. Mark Cup will be at 10 a.m. and Ben Moffitt at 10:45. Our beanbag tournament will start around 12:30. And then this year, because of not having high mileage on Friday night, we're having them on Saturday night starting at 8. And because that's going to be going on at 8 o'clock, we moved our tractor pull up. So we're going to start weighing in at 1:30 now for the antiques and start pulling around 2 p.m., hoping to get the tractor pull done a little bit earlier so people can do the tractor pull and the band, and then they're both not going on completely the whole time together. And then our scavenger hunt's 5 o'clock at the gazebo in the park. And then, like I mentioned, high mileage is 8 p.m. there to midnight.
The Autumn Fest continues into early Sunday.
We got Monty Berger again this year for the Cowboy Church. And that starts at 9 o'clock in the park shelter there. I think it usually goes till about 10, and then the line usually comes from there right to the chicken, which that starts at 11.
The home stretch of the Autumn Fest will take place Sunday afternoon, and there will be a lot to do at the end.
So our parade starts at 2 o'clock, which has been the great staple there. The Sawdust Money Hunt, which is sponsored again this year by Compeer Financial and Community First Bank. There's quite a bit of change in that sawdust for the kids to dig out. And then the Kitty Tractor Pull, which is sponsored by the Riverdale FFA Club. They do that on the tennis court in the park. And then the firemen will put on our kids' water fights right after the sawdust dig, once the kids are all done with that, and they go down and do their kiddie tractor pull, they can come back up the hill and get wet and cool off for the afternoon. And then at 3 o'clock, the Other Brothers Band will start and play to 6.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
It's Wild West Days in Viroqua today through Sunday. Enjoy a variety of entertainment, food, and refreshments. Events will kick off tonight with the Richard Seide Memorial Family Horse Pull beginning at 5, and singer Bree Morgan will entertain at 9. Cost of admission is $5. Ranch Rodeo preliminaries will begin tomorrow morning at 9 with the grounds opening at 10. Other activities include hog wrestling at 1, a costume contest at 3, the stock dog livestock handling demonstration at 5:30, mutton busting at 6, Hell on Hoofs Ranch Rodeo, bulls and barrels at 7, and the Pie City Twisters Band entertaining at 9. Weekend passes to Wild West Days are available for $30 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under. The price includes the rodeo and Pie City Twisters Band Saturday night. Day passes are available for $5 for those 13 and up, and $4 for those 6 to 12. A family pass is also available for $20, which includes 2 adults and 2 children. The cost of admission to the rodeo on Saturday is $15 for adults and $7 for those 12 and under. This cost includes the Pie City Twisters Band Saturday night. Muscadet Utilities will be flushing hydrants Sunday and Tuesday through Thursday throughout the village beginning early in the morning. Customers may experience isolated cases of discolored water and should postpone doing laundry on these dates. If you experience discoloration in your water, you are urged to flush your building and home's water system. The High Ground in Neillsville will host this year's Male Veterans Retreat Friday through Sunday, September 27th through 29th. Veterans are invited to immerse themselves in a weekend dedicated to mindfulness, meditation, and meaningful connections. Strengthen bonds and forge new friendships through team-building activities designed to promote collaboration, communication, and trust among veterans. Depending on the circumstances, activities could include archery or equestrian therapy. Veterans can relax and unwind with delicious meals and comfortable lodging and leave the planning to the High Ground Retreat staff. Registration is required. A $30 registration fee will be refunded to the veterans when they arrive at the retreat. The High Ground does not cover the cost of transportation to and from the retreat. Veterans are encouraged to secure their spot soon as space is limited. To register or for more details, email Pete at ops@thehighground.org or call 715-743-4224. Today's winners of $500 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Carol Strang of Richland Center on ticket number 1041 and Joe Durst of Lone Rock on ticket number 1658.
And we have this information to pass along in that Autumn Fest story that you heard just moments ago. That event will be held next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend at Blue River.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73 of Hillsboro, died August 7th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73 of Hillsboro. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Phil Phippen, age 82. Charles R. Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R., Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio. Larry E. Wayne Sr., 82 of Woodman, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held at 1 o'clock Monday at Boscobel Bolin Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Haney Ridge Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at Boscobel Bolin Banquet Monday from 9 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Larry E. Wayne Sr., 82 of Woodman. Sherry Blackwell, 83 of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday, August 31st from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell, 83 of Grand Junction, Colorado. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of rural Blue River, died last Friday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, September 7th, at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday, September 7th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of rural Blue River.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a warm and muggy day today with high temperatures scraping 80 degrees, the rain moved in and cooled us down. Chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms still continue to linger here this evening, and this is why. We've got a low-pressure system that is scooting across the Northwoods. It keeps draping some disturbances, firing up these chances. Winding down overnight, only a few clouds will be left. This means that patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning, as lows fall to the mid-60s. But by tomorrow, we've got a mixed bag of everything. A little bit of weather for everyone, no matter what you like. Winds will be blowing out of the northwest up to 15 miles per hour, dragging in a much more comfortable and cooler air mass. In fact, high temperatures look to only climb to the mid and upper 70s. We'll see a mix of sunshine, cloudy moments, and also more scattered showers, and a storm is also possible. Lessening in intensity, they're not going to pack as much of a punch as they will tonight. In fact, tonight, we still have the chance for some heavy downpours, gusty winds, or small hail. And by tomorrow, that risk becomes so small. But of course, the pesky rain stays near us because the low pressure system will only be into Michigan. And it's a big one, so it's wrapping around these scattered showers and thunderstorms. But by night, we'll turn partly cloudy, falling to near 60 degrees, and for Sunday, a high-pressure system slides in and starts to dominate the area. In fact, it holds steady into early next week as well. So here's what's on the other side of things. By Sunday, it'll be sunny and seasonal, high temperatures back to the low 80s. And for Monday, dry, mostly sunny, a high of 80 degrees. Tuesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, 80 once again. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, still a nice day, highs in the upper 70s. But don't worry, the 80s return for Thursday under a mix of sun and clouds. Look at that, a drier week ahead. And still staying kind of summery. Not much to complain about there. Well, I hope you stay dry for the rest of the evening and have a wonderful weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 74 degrees after a daytime high of 81 and a morning low of 68. Yesterday's high was 74, and we received 16 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1988 is 101 degrees, with a record low of 44 set back in 1992. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 56. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:03, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:09. The winds are out of the southwest at around 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.72, and we have received 9 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees. And once again, we have these announcements to pass along. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce monthly night market that was supposed to be held tonight has been canceled. Also, the Woodman Aquatic Center is closed for the day, but the private pool party that was supposed to be held at from 6 to 8 is still going on as scheduled. And the Hub City Tractor Pull is still on tonight, but the time has been moved from 6:30 to start up to 7 o'clock.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I was born at a very early age. Those words attributed to Groucho Marx have been repeated in many very different versions. When I was born, my father was away preaching at revival services in another state, and so Mom was alone in the hospital when I was born. Mom was somewhat of a worrywart, as are many moms. With Dad gone, Mom was not only worried about my birth since she lost a child before me, but she also was concerned about my future life. While she was lying in the hospital bed that night waiting for my birth, she said a ray of light shone in through the window and rested on her abdomen. She had a warm feeling of peace come over her, and God seemed to speak to her, saying that everything would be okay and that one day I would serve Him. She had this sense that I would become a pastor someday. Of course, Dad and Mom didn't tell me this until after I had accepted God's very clear call after high school graduation at the age of 17, knowing that there would be times of struggle in the maturing process before I actually entered the ministry. God spoke these words to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." The psalmist writes this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days that were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Then later in Jeremiah, God spoke to the nation of Israel during their troubles. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Friends, God has fearfully and wonderfully created each one of us, and He has called us to be on mission with Him. God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to Himself, and He chooses to use us, His chosen people, to accomplish His mission. He gives us hope and a future. It's up to us to walk in it. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Football scrimmages started today for most teams around the state. Here are some local team scrimmages. With that report is Michael Hernan.
Football scrimmages start this Friday night for most teams around the state. Here are some local teams' scrimmages, starting with Richland Center. They'll be at La Crosse Logan. They will also face Aquinas, and the scrimmage will start at 4 o'clock. For Riverdale, they'll be at Mineral Point. They will also face Dodgeville and Cambridge, and the scrimmage will start at 5:30. For Ithaca, they'll be at Lancaster. They'll also face Benton, Scales Mound, Shulsburg, and the scrimmage will start at 5 o'clock. And for River Valley, they will host their scrimmage against Cuba City and Poinette at 5 o'clock. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
After a four-game series split against the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Milwaukee Brewers continued to dominate the National League Central Division with a nine-game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Both the Cardinals and Reds' records are one game under 500, and they are tied for second place in the division. The Brewers start a three-game home series against Cleveland tonight, with Aaron Civale getting the first start. First pitch will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 6:35. The National League Central leading Milwaukee Brewers will have to continue their playoff push without Christian Yelich. Yelich is undergoing season-ending back surgery today, putting an end to the 2018 National League MVP's resurgence season. Yelich was leading the National League in batting average with a .315 average and on base percentage at .406 when he went on the injured list in late July. But he hasn't played since getting removed from a game at Chicago's Wrigley Field on July 23rd. Yelich has been dealing with back trouble for the last few years, and the issue landed him on the injury list twice this season. And the Denver Broncos and Green Bay Packers did their best to eliminate the drills that often lead to fights at joint practices in the NFL. There were still some chippy moments today when the Packers and Broncos practiced against each other in advance of their exhibition game, which will be held this weekend. Packers coach Matt LaFleur was particularly upset with Broncos linebacker Nick Bonito after quarterback Jordan Love was knocked down and threw an interception. Love said afterwards that it was actually one of his teammates who crashed into him on the play. And the Packers will be taking on the Broncos in Denver in preseason action on Sunday. And the kickoff for that contest will be at 7. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of the game right here on WRCO 100.9 FM on Sunday, with the pregame starting at 5. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were lower Friday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn, featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower. Development weather continues to look generally favorable in much of the region. The recent drop in price has led to at least some improvement in new crop export demand. September beans were 12 and 3 quarters lower at 938 and 3 quarters. November is down 11 and a half at 957. September soybean meal is $4.50 lower at 303.40. September soybean oil is 48 points higher at 39.95. Corn was down on speculative and technical selling, moderate and late development conditions, with the trade expecting a record yield and a large crop. Feed, fuel, and export demand continue to be solid. September corn was down 4.5 at 370 and a half. December was 4.5 lower at 392 and a half. Wheat closed higher on short covering, technical buying, and the lower trade in the dollar index during the session. Some near-term spring wheat harvest delays are probable in the northern U.S. plains and Canada. New crop export demand's good and could improve further due to world weather issues. September Chicago is up 1.75 at 530. September Kansas City wheat was 2.75 higher at 539 and 3 quarters. September Minneapolis wheat on Friday was up 7 cents at 593 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by the direct cash cattle business during the week. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. October live was down $2.45 at $178.30. December was $2.50 lower at $178.12. September feeders were down $4.17 at $239.50. October feeder cattle were down $4.95 at $235.95. And with profit taking along with cash and wholesale pressure, October hogs were $1.42 lower at $75.07. December was down $1 at $67.22. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better Cleaner Now.
Rent cash cattle trade took all week to develop. Live deals in the south were marked at $185, $1 to $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Live deals in the north were at $190, $2 to $3 below the prior week's weighted averages. And dress business for the week was at $298, $6 below the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef closed higher on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 51 cents at $317.45. Select closed 56 cents higher at $302.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, up 14,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 231 with a weighted average of $83. The Western Corn Belt was down 275 with a weighted average of $83. Pork values closed lower, down $1.20 at $98.67. And estimated hog slaughter was 464,000 head, up 21,000 on the week and down about 10,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The chairman of the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee says despite concerns a tax bill might not get passed this year, there's a chance it could get resurrected in the lame duck session of Congress. Jason Smith from Missouri says,
it's the Senate, whether we can pull them along to actually be productive.
The House passed the tax bill earlier this year, but it's been awaiting a vote in the U.S. Senate. More news is next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. Hands on the wheel.
A recent report from the University of Illinois shows the Midwest has lost 1.6 million acres of productive farmland since 2001. Ohio State University Professor Emeritus Carl Zuloff tells Brownfield the loss accounts for 1% of total farmland across eight states.
The loss of farmland reduces the production capacity of the country, or puts more of an impact upon increasing yields.
The general manager of one of the largest grain cooperatives in central Illinois says they're gearing up for a big harvest. Derek Brune at Top Flight Grain Cooperative says they're also continuing to work through last year's crop.
The producer is still holding on to some old crops, so, you know, that continues to be a challenge.
BioLumic has announced it's partnering with several seed companies to use its light-activated technology to improve corn productivity. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
An ag economist is comparing the profitability of organic and conventional crops. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Is organic farming more profitable in the long run? Michael Langemeyer, Associate Director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, says,
specifically looking at 2019 to 2023, the relative crop price, relative crop yield, and cost of production.
We'll find out more after this on Brownfield.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Ag Economist says organic farmers have the potential for a higher return on their investment. Purdue University's Michael Langemeyer says his study compared conventional to organic crop yields.
You're looking at the relative crop price, you're looking at the relative crop yield, and you're looking at the cost of production. And so when you look at conventional versus organic, the organic price is going to be substantially higher, was approximately 1.8 to 2.2 times higher for the organic corn enterprise compared to the conventional corn enterprise.
He tells Brownfield yield is one of the biggest differences between the two types of cultivation.
The organic yield is going to be quite a bit lower. For corn, for example, the organic yield during this five-year period using averages was a 25% lower than the conventional corn yield.
He says for growers looking to expand their marketing opportunities, organic farming could be an option.
It's corn and soybeans are the places where you get a substantially higher net return to land for organic corn compared to conventional corn, and the same with soybeans.
He says the two are more comparable when it comes to expenses and net return.
Depending on the crop, the organic cost can be slightly higher, but really the difference in the net returns is really related to the differences in the prices and the yields, with the price being higher for organic but the yield being lower. So having said that, when you look at the net return comparisons, it depends on the crop you're looking at. If you're looking at something like alfalfa, oats, wheat, those crops, the net returns are very similar.
He says there's about a two-year transition period for conventional growers to consider when making the switch to organic.
Even though the net return difference between corn and soybeans are rather large when going to organic, you'd have to factor in that you've got that two-year transition window. If you're looking at an organic rotation in the Corn Belt, you're probably looking at something like corn, soybean, wheat, or corn, soybean, alfalfa. And so you've got another crop in there that may lower the net returns. The managerial level of going to something like organic is really high.
Langemeyer says less than 1% of all farmland in the U.S. is used for organic farming. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Well, I wish time had a throttle. I wish years had changed your mind. I've eaten labels off the bottle till that clear green glass could finally get its chance to shine. But I ain't gonna make excuses. I've since lost all track of my demons and their muses. So if you're still keeping score, then you can keep your heart attack. Oh, make me a list. Then what you gotta do? You heard stories about my past, and they're probably true. Hey, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. Sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine.
I don't wear those shoes no more. And the sweet old winds of change through the wild to call my name. But now and then those sleeping dogs come howling at my door. Oh, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. Stories about my past, and they're probably true. Oh, make me a list. Hey, that'll be fine. If you want a sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. That list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. Tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is bound to be shorter than mine. Hey, that list of things you don't like about me has gotta be shorter than mine.
That was Tanya Tucker with The List on Country and Community. That's one of her recent releases. It's good to hear her come back and make some more great music. I always liked Tanya Tucker. Got a great voice and did a great job on that one. So The List right here on WRCO. I'm Tim Thede, and I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some more great music and information. And rain just let up just a little bit ago. It was coming down a bit, and now we were up from, earlier we had 9 one-hundredths of an inch. Now we're up to about a tenth of an inch of rain in Richland Center at 547. And that started probably at around 245 today, because I know I, when I came up to the studio, that's when it started coming down a little bit. But anyways, it's actually pretty, still kind of cloudy out there. And our temperature, according to the Words Floor and Home temperature gauge, is 72 degrees. Because of that rain, the Chamber Night Market has been canceled for this evening. So if you're planning on going to that, it has been it is shut down for this evening. The Aquatic Center is closed also, but the 6 to 8 private pool party is still being held. And then the Hub City Tractor Pull is still on for tonight, but instead of starting at 6:30, that event will start at 7 o'clock.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Celebrate one last fair before summer ends at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucking Bulls Thursday night, the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pullers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Pull Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th, in Gays Mills.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Get ready to make some noise tonight at Mick Memorial Park in Hub City. The truck and tractor pull starts at 6:30. Enjoy hot homemade food, cold drinks, and family-friendly action all night long. Admission is just $5, and kids under 12 get in free. Don't miss out on the excitement. That's tonight at 6:30. Be there for the Hub City Truck and Tractor Pull.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
had him by the collar. Said he caught him shooting beer bottles down in a holler and smoking. And I said, is that right? He said they won't speak when spoken to, so which one here belongs to you? And I know one does, cause they all started running to your back 40 when they saw me coming on my gator. I looked him in the eyes and I said, he's mine, that one. Got a wild air exciting and some. It's no surprise what he's done. He's ever shout. You should have heard me shout.